Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
I'm a breather.
Living in Tune, turn your problems into joy. This week, I'll be talking about turning fear into courage and power. We'll look at how people in situations of total disaster turn their fear into courage and power and can be an example for us facing our fears in these uncertain times. We'll see how we can feed our fears and equally how we can feed our courage. We'll understand that fear, too, has its purpose and is a direct invitation to each one of us to be fearless by tuning into our inner strength. But before starting, a little introduction for those who may be listening for the first time and may be new to Living in Tune. I am the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, which this show is all about. If we look at the basics, we now know that everything is energy or vibrating frequencies. Every thought and feeling you have, every word you speak, and every organ and tissue of your body, it's all energy. What you may not realize is that your frequencies are either in sync with each other, which gives you energy and empowers you, or they're out of sync with each other, which depletes your energy and disempowers you. Resonance repatterning is a system that helps you bring your frequencies into sync, so you have the energy you need in order to create the life you want and live your purpose to the full. What is wonderful about resonance repatterning is that it offers you a simple yet profound system for transforming the unconscious patterns you resonate with that create your out-of-sync frequencies that are mirrored in every problem you have and every challenge you face. The good news is that we are wired for success, creative action, and natural self-healing every step of the way. The beauty of resonance repatterning is that in one or two of the basic seminars, you can quickly learn how to give yourself sessions and how to give sessions to family members and friends and make a difference in people's lives, as well as in your own life. For those who want to do resonance repatterning professionally, we have a complete program leading to certification. If you haven't already received a resonance repatterning session, that's a great place to begin, so you can experience for yourself how you feel as a result of bringing your frequencies into sync and the positive change that follows. For those who like to read, my book, Quantum Change Made Easy, shares the 9 keys that make transformation of any problem possible and opens the door to new ways of being. If you're interested in the potential of humankind for extraordinary change, if you want to learn a system that integrates spirit, mind, emotions, and body, you're welcome to check our resonancerepatterning.net website for teacher schedules, links to certified practitioners in your area, self-healing supplies, free newsletter, and more. Every week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning. After sharing the theme of this week, I'll be doing a special Turn Your Fear into Courage repatterning. If this new repatterning speaks to you, or you have any questions or something you want to share, you're welcome to call in the first break 1-866-472-5795. And I'll be happy to give you that session and to proxy anybody else in who wants it. Remember, if you want me to discuss any particular question or issue, just email me at livingintune@gmail.com. I read your feedback and I do my best to weave your requests into these shows. So now let's start with turn your fear into courage and power. What is it that makes people courageous in the face of disaster? Like the old lady, 2 gunmen facing her, who put her fingers into the barrels and said, "Let's sit down and talk." Or Helen Keller, deaf, blind, and unable to speak, living in a dark world, who would write, "Life is a daring adventure or nothing." Or, after 1 3-hour blitz in 1940, London in flames after 400 high-explosive bombs had been dropped, plus 22,000 lethal incendiaries, and yet people were back at work the next day, climbing over the rubble, Fleet Street newspapers still being delivered, and a chambermaid seriously commenting to an American journalist, "Well, I'll never forgive that old Hitler if he bombs us on Christmas Day." If we want to understand what supports us in being powerful and courageous in the face of our fears, we first need to look at what fear is about. What are the different kinds of fear we face? And what are the so-called acts of courage that neutralize these fears? We'll look at our fears from three angles. The physiological angle, the angle that Dr. Edward Bach had, who developed the flower essences for five different kinds of fear, and also the angle that five elements of Chinese acupuncture has, the five elements and how they relate to our fears. So let's start with then the physiological, the six ways that fear is related to our brain-body neural pathways. Whenever we're afraid, there are five things we need to understand if we want to neutralize our fear on the physical level. First of all, our fear activates a sympathetic nervous system adrenaline stress response, and we immediately go into an alert fight or flight reaction. This is a fear response. Our ability to respond in this way is aimed to help us survive dangers and threatening situations. Any SNS, that sympathetic nervous system stress response, in the present always relates to an alert fight flight stress response from our past, when we either succeeded to fight or run away from a danger, or we didn't. If we couldn't overcome or run away from the threatening situation, we move into chronic fear or sadness, anger, loss of joy. When a baby, infant, or child's life needs for safety, protection, and love are not met, it feels like a life and death situation for the infant or child, and in fact, it may be a life and death situation. As a result of feeling so threatened, once more we move into resonance with fear. And when a present situation even slightly resembles the past situation, it activates the same feeling of life and death and triggers the same cascade of neurochemicals and fires the same adrenaline fight-flight nerve pathways. Every time we indulge in the negative thoughts or angry, fearful, anxious feeling reactions, we continue to reactivate and strengthen these stress pathways in the brain and body. Finally, the neural pathways become hardwired, automatic, from constant use. In resonance repatterning, session by session, we change the negative thought patterns and highly charged feelings we resonate with. We interrupt these old nerve pathways and the cascade of stress neurochemicals that create our distress in the present. The second way we can look at fear is from the point of view of Dr. Edward Bach. Dr. Edward Bach, a medical doctor who in the 1930s began to develop a natural form of medicine based on flower essences, he talks about five kinds of fear. Rock rose kind of fear is when this rock rose essence actually is needed when someone is very frightened or terrified as a result of an accident, sudden illness, or shock. A nimulus fear is a fear of a known cause, such as a fear of the dark or poverty, loss of a job, illness, spiders, public speaking, having electricity and water cut off, and so on. A cherry plum fear is a fear of the mind and reason giving away. There's a fear of doing something dreadful, especially hurting oneself or somebody else, a fear of losing your sanity. Number four, an aspirin fear is a vague, unexplainable fear that has no reason or cause. People suffering from aspirin fear are also afraid to share their fear with others because there's no reason for their fear. Finally, there is a red chestnut fear, which involves fears for other people, for loved ones, for friends, that something unfortunate will happen to them. And in the repatterning to follow, we'll be looking at these five fears in relation to the flower essences and the courage that's also related to each of these flower essences. So now we come to the five fears from the point of view of Chinese acupuncture. Wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. These are the five elements, this map of universal frequencies that Chinese acupuncture understands and explains. And these five elements can tell us about our fears and the courage that takes us beyond these fears. The first element is known as the wood element. In relation to fear, we may be afraid of new beginnings, a new job, a new date, meeting new people, being in new situations. It might also cause us to be afraid of being self-assertive. The courage related to the wood element comes from its quality of hope. However dark and hopeless the present situation, there's always some kind of action we can do that will make a difference and lead us step by step towards what we want. Having been brought up in the Second World War, I can't help but appreciate an American correspondent's questioning of a London cab driver on the fall of France to the Nazis. England was now alone with no allies, close to bankruptcy, and with very little food or resources. The reporter asked the cabbie, did he think Britain could really beat Hitler alone? Well, the cabbie replied, almost cheerily, we can't if we don't try, can we, Governor? This man had a strong wood element. There's always hope as long as you go into action and try. So the wood element always provides a hopeful vision of things. For instance, the stock market and the economy always go up and down. But if you look at the graph for the last 80 years, it always spikes higher and higher. As a finance planner I know comments, the downs are good. They make you reevaluate your business and your values, change weak areas and prepare yourself so you're ready for the upswing that always follows every downswing. Again, this is a strong wood element energy which may require us to ride out the low times without collapsing. People have always done this, whether in wars or concentration camps or economic depression. The strength of our wood element helps us keep our vision and our actions aligned to our goals so we're always ready for the upswings to come. We're always planning for those upswings. The next element is known as the fire element. In relation to fear, we may be afraid of intimacy and sexuality and have a fear about our safety and feeling unprotected. We may also have fears about being controlled or losing control and fears of social situations and fear of communication. The courage that relates to the fire element comes from its quality of humor. I've just been rereading a fabulous book by Margaret Gaskin called Blitz. She gives many examples of courage under fire through humor. During the Blitz, London was divided into reporting posts with a small group of volunteers who were responsible for the people living in that area. One post put up the following Monty Python-type notice. If this post is attacked, it will resist by every means and remain until relieved. If the garrison cannot remain alive, it will remain dead. But in any case, it will remain. That's wonderful. This is fire element humor in the face of disaster. The next element is known as the earth element. In relation to fear, the earth element may cause us to have fears about our survival. Will I have food, water, a roof over my head, clothing? It could show up as a fear that we won't be supported. And the courage of the earth element is about helping other people. In last week's Living in Tune show, Carolyn Winter quoted Brian Tracy, business training coach, as saying, successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me? This is the great secret of turning fear into courage and power through your earth element. Keep helping others no matter what is happening. I was living in Washington, D.C. when a Boeing 707 with ice on its wings flew into the Potomac River. One vision that was etched in everyone's mind was the sight of an unknown hand pushing survivors out of the hatch in the back of the plane to the surface of the frozen water and to safety. Finally, the hand disappeared. He sacrificed himself to serve others. This is the earth element. Keep helping others. I'll be back in a moment.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.com. CertifiedPractitioner.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning Seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and Matcha Dam's has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of Matcha Dam's programs, and we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Here we are. All right, no calls yet, so I'll just keep on talking a little longer. We were talking about the five elements of Chinese acupuncture and how they relate to our fears. And the first one we talked about was the wood element and its fear, and then the fire and earth. And now the fourth element is known as the metal element. In relation to fear, the metal element may cause us to be afraid of failure, humiliation, and embarrassment. It could also actually be a fear of success. The fear of not being respected is another fear that comes up, particularly for men, and is associated with the metal element. Also the fear of loss, whether of material objects, money, health, or a marriage. The fear of humiliation or embarrassment, though, is a big fear that most of us are not aware we have. This is a fear that stops us from being spontaneous, from following our bliss, as Joseph Campbell called it. The courage of the metal element involves doing what is right, putting human needs first before the need to win and be best. Metal element courage is about values and right action. And there's a wonderful story that moves me to tears whenever I read it about this kind of metal element courage. The father of a handicapped child called Shay was giving the keynote speech at a fundraising dinner for a school that serves learning disabled. What he said would never be forgotten by all who attended the dinner or by those who hear the story today. He said, Shay and I once walked past a park where some boys Shay knew were playing baseball. Shay asked, do you think they'll let me play? I knew that most of the boys would not want someone like Shay on their team, but I also understood that if Shay were allowed to play, it would give him a much-needed sense of belonging to be accepted by others in spite of his handicaps. So here we see the father's strong metal element. He could have been embarrassed for Shay that he might be humiliated trying to play with the other boys, or he might have been embarrassed for himself and suggested that they go home and play together. Instead, he heard Shay's need and had the courage to find out if that need could be met. The father continued his speech. I approached one of the boys on the field and asked if Shay could play, not expecting much. The boy looked around for guidance and said, we're losing by 6 runs and the game is in the 8th inning. I guess he can be on our team and we'll try and put him into bat in the 9th inning. Shay struggled over to the team's bench, put on a team shirt with a broad smile. I had a small tear in my eye and warmth in my heart. The boys saw my joy at Shay's being accepted. In the bottom of the 8th inning, Shay's team scored a few runs, but was still behind by 3. In the bottom of the 9th inning, Shay's team scored again. Now, with 2 outs and the bases loaded, The potential winning run was on base, and Shea was scheduled to be next at the bat. At this juncture, do they let Shea bat and give away their chance to win the game? Surprisingly, Shea was given the bat. Everyone knew that a hit was all but impossible, because Shea didn't even know how to hold the bat properly, much less connect with the ball. However, as Shea stepped up to the plate, the pitcher, recognizing the other team was putting winning aside for this moment in Shea's life, moved a few steps closer. He lobbed the ball softly, so Shea could at least be able to make contact. The first pitch came and Shea swung clumsily and missed. The pitcher again took a few steps forward to toss the ball softly to Shea. As the pitch came in, Shea swung at the ball and hit a slow ground ball right back to the pitcher. The game would now be over. The pitcher picked up the soft grounder and could have easily thrown the ball to the first baseman. Shea would have been out, and that would have been the end of the game. Instead, the pitcher threw the ball right over the head of the first baseman, out of reach of all his teammates. Everyone from the stands and both teams started yelling, "Shea, run to first, run to first." Never in his life had Shea ever run that far, but he made it to first base. He scampered down the baseline, wide-eyed and startled. Everyone yelled, "Run to second, run to second." Catching his breath, Shea awkwardly ran to the second, gleaming and struggling to make it to second base. Now the right fielder had the ball. He could have thrown the ball to the second baseman for the tag, but he understood the pitcher's intentions, and he too intentionally threw the ball high and far over the third baseman's head. Shea ran toward third base deliriously as the runners ahead of him circled the bases toward home. All were screaming, "Shea, Shea, Shea, all the way, Shea." The opposing shortstop ran to help Shea and shouted, "Run home, Shea, run home." As Shea started running, the boys from both teams and those watching were on their feet screaming, "Shea, run home." Shea ran home, stepped on the plate, and was cheered as the hero who hit the grand slam and won the game for his team. That day, with tears, it always makes me cry, this one. It's so moving. Yeah, that day, with tears now rolling down my face, the boys from both teams helped bring a piece of true love and humanity into this world. Shea didn't make it to another summer. He died that winter, having never forgotten being the hero of the game. Whew, isn't that beautiful? It's just a story of the metal element, that when we put that our values, what is of true value, first, before winning and before being first, this is when we're moved in the depths of ourselves. It's about spirit first before everything else. And you know, it's like all healing is about healing of the spirit, aligning ourselves to our spirit. Well, the last of the five elements is the water element, the element that is directly related to fear. But we must remember that the water element is also associated with power, energy, and courage. When we have a strong, balanced water element energy, it gives us the calmness to face whatever is put before us in life. It gives us the clarity to see beyond our fears, and it gives us the power, energy, and drive to keep moving forward around all obstacles in spite of our fears. So we'll be working with the five elements in the Fear to Courage repatterning that follows, as well as all the other things I've talked about, the physiological stress response to fear, to fears. We'll also work with Dr. Edward Bach's five flower essences and how they relate to fears, and the five elements. So at this point, no one has actually phoned in for a session, which is interesting. We have Patty holding, so that's terrific. Okay, so Patty, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Good. So, Patty, have you ever had a resonance repatterning session before?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful. That's terrific. And so, good. So, Patty, we will be taking breaks here and there, so I hope you won't mind if we just kind of interact here and there between breaks.
That's fine.
Wonderful. All right, so let's go straight into your session then, Patty, and to let anybody listening know that you can proxy into Patty's session, either now if you're live or if you listen to the archive shows, you can just proxy into whatever makes sense to you. And we've talked about proxy sessions before, that in terms of new physics, we're all one energy, and we're all interacting, and as long as you give permission to yourself to proxy in, you can benefit from Patty's session. Patty, do you give me permission to muscle check for you?
Yes, I do.
Great. Okay, Patty, so let's first of all name your fears. What are you afraid of?
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't have a difficult time overcoming a fear that is specific. If I know what it is, I can act to overcome it. But there, for quite a long time, I've just had this overwhelming feeling of fear that prevents me from acting, and it's nebulous. It isn't defined, really.
Yes. Okay. So you can really hear one of the five. And the five flower essences, can't you? It's like you can't, it's an unknown fear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
Good, all right. So I'm just going to muscle check myself to make sure we've got it. You need to list anything more? No. And we're just going to muscle check you right now for your resonance with general muscle check. Say, I have an overwhelming feeling of fear.
I have an overwhelming feeling of fear.
That is a nebulous fear.
The nebulous fear.
And you are resonating with that. Good. I'm just writing it down. Great. So we've got the first thing here. And then the second thing I'm going to check you for is say, I'm afraid of the unknown.
I'm afraid of the unknown.
And you resonate with that. And that actually is where all fears boil down to the unknown. Good. So Patty, what do you want instead of this fear, of this nebulous overwhelming feeling of fear of the unknown?
Huh. I hadn't thought of it that way.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Suddenly it's like, oh my goodness, you mean there's another option?
Yeah.
What do you want instead that's worth living for, that's going to make a difference in your life?
I want to... I want to be awake and aware of myself in my situation. That's not a good way to put it. I want to be aware of the truth of whatever, of myself and whatever situation I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the truth is that I'm capable of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be aware of that. If I was aware of that, I could move forward.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Great. I'm just writing this down. There. Wonderful. You need to list more. No. Muscle checking, no. And we need to muscle check. All of this is priority here. Yep. General muscle check, yes. We're muscle checking your general overall body, mind, emotion, feel for this. Say, I'm awake and aware.
I'm awake and aware
of the truth of myself.
The truth of myself
in whatever and whatever situation I'm in.
And whatever situation I'm in.
And I'm aware that I am capable.
And I'm aware that I'm capable
of anything.
Of anything.
So I move forward.
So I move forward.
And you're off. You do not resonate with that wonderful awareness. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to find out the life need that was not met for you in the past, because everything, all fears relate to the past, and you need to resonate with this life need in the present so you can create a new neural pathway, brain-body neural pathway. And the need you need is, out of the five, is the number one. It is actually a need for security and survival. And you need one through five, no, six, seven. You need number eight. And it's the first part, yes, second, no. Say, general muscle check, say, I am welcomed.
I am welcome.
And you do not resonate with being welcomed.
Right.
And that's stopping you from moving forward.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's actually based often when in the womb, being welcomed when the pregnancy was discovered or welcomed when you were born. So it's a very, very young space that stopped you from moving forward. And we want to create a new neural pathway for that. So you can move forward. We'll
Yay.
Be back. Patty, stay on the air, and we'll be back very soon.
All right.
listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Wonderful. Here we are again. So we're just right now doing a session on fear into courage, repatterning, on Patty. And I'm afraid I can't take any more callers at this point. It looks like the session is going to be Patty this week, but you're welcome to proxy into her session. Patty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. All right, Patty. So now we're going to check on the chronic sympathetic nervous system stress response that's involved with this issue of this unknown fear that you have. And there are three responses that create a neural pathway that is stopping you from moving forward and being aware of your truth and aware that you're capable of anything. And the one you need is the alert response. No, it's the fight response. No, I'm muscle checking. And it's the flight response. Yes. So, flight response, this is why you can't move forward. There's
right.
a part of you that's running away here.
Yeah.
So, we need to check you for the non-coherent flight response. Yes, and it's number one here. No, 2 through 5, yes, number 2, 3, 4, interesting. Okay, so we've come up with a peculiar one, which is I turn to blank as a way to escape. What do you do, because it could be anything, food, alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, gambling, it could be anything that we turn to as a way to escape a difficult situation. What do you turn to escape?
Daydreaming.
Aha. I like that one, too.
Yeah, I disappear.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so say I turn to daydreaming.
I turn to daydreaming.
As a way to escape.
As a way to escape.
And you resonate with that. So as long as you're daydreaming, you're not moving forward in your life, are you?
That's right.
Yeah. Fascinating. You know, when daydreaming is a non-active action. All right, let's find out now the coherent flight response that will create a new neural pathway. This is an old neural pathway that you've had since you were born. This is the new neural pathway you need. And you need number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, and general muscle check. Yes, say after successfully avoiding a threat.
After successfully avoiding a threat.
I discharge excess mobilized energy.
I discharge excess mobilized energy.
By playing out different ways.
By playing out different ways.
Of successfully escaping.
Of successfully escaping.
And I share my success with others.
I share my success with others.
So that's a different one. I really, if I had time,
I'd... Sounds like daydreaming.
That's interesting. Is that that's what you're doing in your daydreaming? Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yes, isn't that interesting? But it's almost like you need to play out the different ways of escaping physically, not just in your daydreaming.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, where you actually, children will often play it out by playing it out in their body,
right.
Because that gets rid of, allows you to discharge that excess stress energy that you mobilize way, way, way back when.
I see my kitten doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. But they don't lie around passively daydreaming.
Right.
They actually run around and they escape and they do, I mean, they play, like children, they play it out. Interesting. All right, so now we're going to go to the bark flower, and you need the aspen fear, and the aspen fear is a fear and anxiety of an unknown origin. Okay, so let's look at this one, and you need the non-coherent aspen fear that's firing an old neural pathway. Yes, and it's number one, number two, number three. Number four we've come up with is I'm afraid of death and disaster.
Huh.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
But again, this is probably going right back into the womb for you. As
yeah.
You came up with the need of I am welcomed. Yeah. So let's just check on your resonance with that. General muscle checks. I'm afraid of death and disaster.
I'm afraid of death and disaster.
And you are actually resonating with that. So you can see how these things are unconscious. We're not...
Right.
For you, it was like an unknown fear, but it goes back so far that it's unconscious. It's just totally unconscious for you
yeah.
at this point. Now, the coherent aspen courage that you need in order to create a new neural pathway is number one. Number two, say, I enjoy adventure and new experiences.
I enjoy adventure and new experience.
And right now, you're off. You're not actually firing that neural pathway. But we'll get that to change very soon. All right, so now those are the essences in relation to fear. Now we're going to go to the five elements that are involved in the fear, the five elements of Chinese acupuncture. And you need the wood. You actually do need the wood. You've got a neural pathway that's not being fired for the wood element. And it's number one. Number two we've come up with. And general muscle checks, I'm afraid to be self-assertive.
I'm afraid to be self-assertive.
And to go into action.
And to go into action.
And you are on for that.
That nails it.
Isn't that interesting? It's amazing, yeah. Isn't it? The way this stuff just comes right to where it needs to go. Yeah. And then the coherent one that will fire a new neural pathway for you is number one, number two, no, number three... And general muscle check, say, I face the new.
I face the new.
With a sense of adventure.
A sense of adventure.
And you're off. Isn't it interesting? You've now come up with adventure twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically life is about adventure. And it looks like way back when you didn't feel welcomed, that you lost your sense of adventure with life. And that, you know, it kind of felt threatening. And you lost your sense that you were capable of anything. And you could move forward and do whatever you want to do. Yeah, very interesting. All right, my dear, so now let's move into your modality and get you resonating with this.
Good.
All right. So actually, these modalities, they're kind of modalities that you're going to be putting into action so that the old neural pathways atrophy when you don't use them. And you've been using these neural pathways over and over again for a long time. So as whatever modality we come up with, you're going to be doing that to begin to develop a new positive neural pathway. And then as you stop using the old through daydreaming and other things, then it will just simply atrophy. Those little dendrites just begin to move away from firing that pathway. So we do need to have muscle check of flower essence for you, yes. And you do need to buy the aspen flower essence, yes.
So Actually, I have it right here in my hand.
Oh, terrific. I was going to say, there's somebody who can help you get that. So I would start taking that for, you know, keep on taking it over the next 3-4 months and start noticing changes begin to happen there.
All right, good.
Okay, good. And so you know how to use those on
yes.
anybody else who's interested in flower essences. There are books in health food stores and so on. They're wonderful essences to use. Good. Now let's see what else we need. And you need to actually take the flower essence right now. Well, as you've got it there, why don't you just take a drop under your tongue, if you can.
Do that.
Good. And while you're doing that, I'll check to see what else you need. And you need the stature of power and confidence. Yes. Any of these others? No. Good. Have you got it under your tongue?
Yes.
Terrific. So the second thing you need is the stature of power and confidence, which is actually also quite wood. It's really standing up for who you are and what you have to give to life. And I'm just going to talk you through this. And then what you'll do is even saying, you know, when you're facing these fears, just simply saying, I'm coming into my stature of power and confidence, even if you can't remember the 9 steps of it, will actually begin to move you beyond that place of fear. So you come into your stature of power of confidence as a sit, or you can stand if you're standing, with your spine straight and your feet on the floor, and feel a gentle pull upwards from the crown of your head. And then ask yourself, what do I contribute or bring to life that I'm happy about? It's all in your mind that you're doing this. Then say thank you to Source. And then in your mind say love and let go. Let go of everything that is not love. And take a deep in your body, loving breath. And as you breathe out, let your breath arc like a rainbow. Just feel your energy arcing into the room and beyond the room, into the whole world. You have a lot to give. It's time to start giving it. And take care of details. Whatever you want to do, there are certain details, whether it's washing up dishes or creating a work of art or going into action for something. Just what are the details you need to take care of? And take your time. What is the right pacing for me? And then finally, be conscious of self. Be conscious of your essence, your divine essence, that is beyond your body, your emotions, and your mind. It's your pure consciousness that is beyond time. And take a deep breath. Ah, and let out a long ha. Ha. Wonderful. Good. So just integrate the healing, the self-healing that you're doing, and we'll then go into rechecking all your statements to see what changes have happened here. And these changes, as the muscle check, as your resonance changes, you know that you've created a new neural pathway. And as you act on that new neural pathway, the old pathways disappear. They atrophy from lack of use. So when we come back, I'll check your statements, and we'll be back in a minute.
Then why do you think that it's so hard?
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A monument of wonders, a place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time on the Seventh Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, and we were just finishing the session with Patty. And are you there, Patty?
I am. I'm here.
Terrific. All right, Patty, so now we're going to recheck your statements to see if your resonance has changed. And say, I have an overwhelming feeling of fear.
I have an overwhelming feeling of fear.
That is nebulous.
That is nebulous.
And I'm muscle checking that you are off that. You no longer resonate for that.
Very good.
Wonderful. And now say, I'm afraid of the unknown.
I'm afraid of the unknown.
Don't resonate with that. Good. Say, I am awake and aware.
I am awake and aware
of the truth of myself.
The truth of myself.
And whatever situation I'm in.
Whatever situation I'm in.
And I'm aware that I'm capable of anything.
I'm aware that I'm capable of anything.
And so I move forward.
So I move forward.
And you are resonating with that new neural pathway for that. Say, I am well.
Say.
What?
I noticed it was much easier for me to say.
Good. Good. Yes, you can kind of feel it, can't you?
Yes.
That new neural pathway is already now activated. And then we can see it in our body or in our voice. And if we were there, we could probably see it in your complexion would change, your eyes change. Yep. And then finally, you can see it in your life. All right. Now say, I am welcomed.
I am welcome.
And you resonate with that. Wonderful. Good. That's an old, old one. Say, I turn to daydreaming.
I turn to daydream.
As a way to escape.
As a way to escape.
You are off for that. No longer firing that neural pathway. And after, say this, after successfully avoiding a threat.
After successfully avoiding a threat.
I discharge excess mobilized energy.
I discharge excess mobilized energy.
By playing out different ways.
By playing out different ways.
Of successfully escaping.
Of successfully escaping.
And I share my success with others.
I share my success with others.
You are now on to that one. Good. I am afraid of death and disaster.
I'm afraid of death and disaster.
No longer resonate with that. Off of that. Next one. I enjoy adventure and new experiences.
I enjoy adventure and new experiences.
And you resonate with that one. So we've got a new neural pathway there. Next one. I'm afraid to be self-assertive.
I'm afraid to be self-assertive.
And to go into action.
Go into action.
And you do not resonate with that. Next one, this is for the five elements, the wood energy. I face the new with a sense of adventure.
I face the new with a sense of adventure.
And you are on for that one. Terrific. And I think that was it, wasn't it? Good. So just muscle checking on your positive action then. You do need to keep taking the aspen bark flower essence, yes. And also do your stature of power and confidence. Yes. So whenever you go into that unknown feeling of fear, come into your stature of power and confidence And you'll learn those nine steps so you can literally talk them through to yourself even when you're standing in a line at the supermarket. It's kind of worth knowing those nine steps off by heart so you can tune into them whenever you need to.
Can you perhaps muscle check for me about the aspen flower essence, about how often?
Yes, so you need to take this on a daily basis. No. You need to take it when you go into daydreaming, yes, or when you come up with that unknown fear, yes, yeah.
Okay.
And have you studied resonance repacking at all?
Yes.
You have, good. So then you can muscle check yourself.
Good.
You know, maybe at the beginning of the day you can muscle check, it would be good for me to take it today. Otherwise, just take it when you go into that unknown, that feeling of fear of the unknown.
Very good.
Or, yeah. Wonderful. Good, Patty. Well, that was great getting you the session.
I appreciate it very
yes.
much.
Wonderful. Great session.
Thank you.
For all of us. Terrific. Okay, thank you. Wonderful. So we've had another wonderful week of learning and sessions, and this is really what resonance repacking is about, isn't it? New learning, new healing at every step of the way to our last breath. Always about learning more. And in resonance repacking, session by session, we change the negative thought patterns and highly charged feelings we resonate with, and interrupt these old nerve pathways and the cascade of stress neurochemicals that create our distress in the present, any distress in the present. You know, in the present, in the past we couldn't get our needs met, but in the present we can. And by actively resonating with these new and positive beliefs and needs and feelings and the new nerve pathways, sooner or later the old pathways begin to atrophy. But remember, when something upsetting happens in the present, we have just 1 or 2 seconds before we activate our autonomic hardwired brain-body pathways, maximum about 2 seconds, to take control and to activate a new and positive pathway. And that it weakens the old pathways over time by not firing them. So, again, we've seen how Patty needs to do this, and you can welcome to download the transcript of this session. You can listen to the archives, and if it makes sense to you, you can download the transcript so that you can do this repatterning on yourself and on clients if you're a repatterning practitioner. But even if you've never studied resonance repatterning, this repatterning can really help you. You can read through it and tune in to where you stand with it. Wonderful. So anything else I need to say here? If you want to study resonance repatterning, all the teacher schedules are on our www.resonancerepatterning.net website. And next week, I've got an interesting one next week. Somebody emailed me to say, will I do a show on maturity? And I thought, that's an interesting topic. So next week, I'll talk about maturity from the point of view of the 5 elements of Chinese acupuncture. And then we'll look at maturity in male-female relationships. One of the major ways a woman is challenged in her maturity is in relation to men. So let's look at some of the things that are important to men and how a woman's maturity and a man's can bring more love and understanding to the partnership. So come and join us next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. And thank you for joining us at Living in Tune. And have a wonderful week discovering how you can move beyond your fears. So many of us, we have way too many fears that stop us from living our life fully and relating fully and enjoying whatever's happening, tuning into the essence, going beyond these unknown fears. So it's all possible. It's right here, the 3 ways of looking at our fears from the point of view of Dr. Edward Bach's five essences. It looks at all the different kinds of fear. When we're terrified from accidents and fears from the unknown and fears of our mind giving away that we simply can't handle something anymore, or the unexplainable fears that have no cause, like Patty's, or the red chestnut fear, which involves fears of other people and fears that something terrible is going to happen to somebody. I can really relate to all of those fears throughout. You know, we can see how those fears come up to us in different ways and means. As well as, of course, the 5 element fears that stop us from being humorous and stop us from going into action and stop us from helping other people, that keep us in values that don't work for us, the metal element, where we need to really tune into what are my true values and how can I live from my truth. We also saw that in Patty's session, where it came up, the truth. She wants to become aware of her truth. And then, of course, at the core of that is the physiological stress response. So just know that whatever your fear is, there is a way of handling it in one or more of these three ways that we've talked about today. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and see you next week for Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy.
It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I thought